This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Terrorists kill innocent others in the name of ideology. Some terrorists justify this damage on the basis that they are engaged in war, and unfortunately, innocent people are hurt in war. Are terrorism and war ethically different or not?
You sent us these responses.
From Walkerville. The very idea that we have rules for how to go about methodically killing people seems, well, unethical. Is the way that we apply these rules based on anything more than grossly unequal political power? Yes, intentions do matter, but no more so than the practical consequence of killing other human beings. From Hamilton. To ask whether war and terrorism are ethically different is to beg the question whether war and terrorism are literally different, and I would say they are not. Terrorism is war, and war is terror. Our self-described war on terrorism is, therefore, an oxymoron, since we are saying that we are at war with war, which, if taken literally, is not a bad idea. And what do philosophers have to say?
Terrorists are not warriors. Wars are acts of aggression or defense waged by recognized governments against one another. Wars use sanctioned combatants, soldiers, to fight one another. Innocent people do die in wars and property is damaged, but these harms are collateral damage, unfortunate, but usually unintentional.
Terrorism, on the other hand, deliberately targets civilians. The purpose of terrorism is to inflict violence on civilians and make them afraid. While governments sometimes inflict this violence on civilians during wartime, those we label terrorists are rarely sanctioned combatants of recognized governments. Instead, terrorists are fueled by their allegiance to cultural distinctions. They follow no international agreements regarding conduct of war. The goal of terrorism is destabilization. What counts as a terrorist depends on whose side you are on. One group's terrorist is another's freedom fighter.
That said, terrorism threatens the stability of the world by making it impossible for governments to protect their citizens. Here's what philosopher Thomas Hobbes had to say about a world without government.
In such a condition, there is no place for industry because the fruit thereof is uncertain, and consequently no culture, no society. And which is worst of all, continual fear and danger of violent death, and the life of man solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short.
War is hell, but terrorism is worse. The tactics of terrorism threaten civilization as we know it.
Here is next week's topic. Is there a danger to oneself in acting unethically? If you are honest most of the time, is it okay to lie now and then?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.